podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Yeah.
You're like, move out the way. Jesus, you drive so slow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I hate that. You know.
Oh, no. Really, Ludacris plays in my head constantly. When it comes
move,
like
move,
this.
Bitch. Move. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Well, don't get out the way now, because welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have the Chrises. We've got Matt and Nicole Chris coming in, and I am so super stoked. They are respectively beer and IT people, and so they are really my my cup of tea.
Thank
you guys so much for driving, trekking out the half hour out.
Cheers.
Oh, Spencer.
Yeah.
What you been listening to, man?
Ooh.
What's going on?
Ooh. I recently flew to Minnesota, so.
Were your arms tired?
Yeah, a little bit. But at least my ears weren't, because while I was sitting in the airport, I constantly forget that you don't have, like, Wi-Fi. Or at least I don't, because I normally don't, like, luxuriously fly or whatever the word is, you know? But we flew Delta, so I forgot I had Wi-Fi, I could listen to anything.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
You feel like a king, don't you?
You really do. Yeah. You really
Man,
do, you
this
know?
Is what it's like.
I was like, fuck you, first class. I got a TV, too, you know? But, yeah, I created an airplane playlist, and it really went from, like, anything from Billy Joel all the way to, like, Tech N9ne. Or like, Ludacris, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, get back. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Side story. I created a whole dance when I was a younger child.
Oh, yeah.
Get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that.
You're doing TikTok dances.
Did we get to see that?
I was even thinking, not a bit.
GeoCity dances.
Oh, yeah. It was back when you had, like, the CD player that you could walk with, you know, and the headphones. So I was walking around with that. Like,
technology.
Yeah.
3 seconds.
Basically. Yep. But, no, I created that playlist. So I've been listening to that on my way to work, because I have an hour drive to work.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like an hour and 45 flight from Minnesota to Michigan. So I created it, and it's just been playing it. And it is a rough drive, but I love it, because I can get ready for work on the way there, like prepare myself, and then afterwards I can unwind, so I don't bring that
zone
toxic
out,
energy
music,
in my
podcast
house,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so one thing I don't want to jump ahead here, but I work remote. And I kind of miss the commute a little bit because listening to music or podcasts, or just have to have that, like, chill time on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever have to get out of the house, like, go grab a coffee or something?
Yeah, I do quite a bit. And I keep telling myself that I should, like, once a week just go work somewhere, you know, just to be out and about. But,
well, and doesn't Spotify have, like, the Daily Drive now where you can listen to,
which is awesome, if
podcasts
really?
It'll blend in, like, your
and
music
it's
with
just like listening to the radio.
It blends in like little NPR Crazy. Clips in with your playlist and stuff like that.
Oh, neat.
Pretty sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd freak me out if it knew me really well and started playing, like, all the music.
Oh, it does. Everything knows us way too well.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could talk about something today, and then you'll be on your phone, and it'll pop up. You're like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Right.
No. Yep. What the hell did that happen? I don't know what it was recently, but I've been seeing a bunch of ads, and now I can't remember what they were, but it was like nothing. I haven't searched for it. I haven't, you know, all I did, I think I mentioned it once.
Only the thoughts in your head.
Yeah, really. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really scary when that happens, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you have a dream about it, and then it's on your phone. You're like, all right, fuck this thing. You're like throwing it out the window.
I feel like we're like 5 years away from Minority Report, where you're walking around and they just scan your eyes and holographic fucking ads come out of nowhere.
Okay, but kind of a funny thing, though. This is a marketing thing, though. Like, all right, so if a woman...
Oh, yeah, you're the marketer.
Yeah, but if a woman just, like, starts buying more milk than normal, you'll start getting, like, pregnancy test ads and stuff like that. Like, they know that just by, like, other buying habits, like, kind of what direction you might be headed in.
Jeez,
like, a lot of it is more intuitive than you expect.
That's crazy.
Wild.
Oh, I don't like that.
Nope. No, thank you.
Jesus. So, like, when I go and buy junk food, they're just like, have you tried this treadmill? Like,
yes, exactly. Do you need a Fitbit?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it pops up. Right. It's like Planet Fitness,
really.
Like, gym membership ad. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe put the chips back.
Right.
God.
Well, Mark, we're going to have to get that dehumidifier rocking down here. It's a little, it's getting a little muggy with
about
the fans
that time.
On.
What have you been listening to?
Electro swing. Fucking like old school, like swing and big band type music, but it has techno, like Caravan Palace and stuff.
Okay.
I love it so much. Yeah, I got a 6-month project done in 2.5 hours the other day because I just fucking blared it and vibed to it. I was like, yes. So, yeah, that was
and
fun.
And he just walks by like bobbing his head.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's vibing. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, especially Caravan Palace. I love them. They're real good.
I have to give them a shout. Yeah. I haven't listened to them.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah. Electro swing.
I didn't
it's
even know
stuff.
That was
swing.
A thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like it's a genre instead of a band.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. a genre. Yeah.
It's like, well, what kind of genre do you like listen to? Electro swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, damn, makes you want to listen to them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Excuse
me. What about you guys? What
you
have
guys,
you been listening
yeah.
to?
This time of year, it's Dirty Heads, 110%. Mm. We've got a 4-year-old who will sing the lyrics that he should probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? They just did a Life's Been Good to Me cover, and he'll even sing the lyrics like...
Yeah, that's like that's our family. Our family road trip music.
No, the
she's like, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. No,
yeah,
but about like getting going. High and like all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I hope you don't sing this at daycare.
No, it's funny. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Our 4-year-old just loves it, and we've been into like as the weather gets warmer, a little like I grew up like punk, ska, metal, that type of stuff. And then I introduced my wife to ska by taking her to a Real Big Fish show.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude,
I love Real Big Fish.
It was the best.
She didn't know she was getting into
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was
Ballyhoo was there.
Yeah, nice.
Another great band. But to this day, she said it was one of her like best nights
ever. Dirty Heads, though. That's that's us.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So, yeah. So, we've been listening. Like, in the summer months, I start shifting towards that, like,
that
the
vibe,
ska
yeah.
reggae.
Yeah.
And then, the more, like, the Dirty Heads. I don't even know. They're kind of, like, reggae, hip-hop. I don't even know what you classify them as. And then the other end of the spectrum.
The other end of the spectrum.
I'm a metalhead.
Oh,
lately.
Really?
Heck
I've been
yeah.
listening
yes.
to. I've been big on a Devil Wears Prada kick. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Love the movie. I don't know.
The band is
your little
not
heaven.
Like the movie.
No.
Way better than.
Please, by all means, move at a glacial pace. Yeah.
So that's I've been listening to them, man, just pretty religiously for about
hey,
the last
Raj.
Months
hey,
or so.
There's Raj from Roger's
Hello.
Pub. Welcome.
Is.
This is Nicole and Matt.
Hi, it's
Nicole,
nice to meet,
you.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
Absolutely.
I'm Roger.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's only had one, believe it,
only
believe
one,
it
yeah.
or not. Yeah. No, that's cool, though. I love music like that. I am big into metal. I do dig into that a little bit. Like, I'm in a band.
I was wondering who the musician was.
Yeah, so I'm in a band called Chapter 4, and we play kind of like classic rock, but a little into... We're getting a little heavier.
A little heavier with Salvage and stuff.
Yeah. So, no, it's going to be fun. We got a few shows coming up, so we're excited for it. You guys know what Mug and Potato Festival is?
Yep.
So we're performing at that this year on Saturday.
We performed last year.
We did play on Friday last year, but
so now you're doing Saturday, moving up.
Moving up.
Nice.
I guess we did good enough to pass the test.
Right.
To Saturday.
Yeah.
That's fun.
No, that's awesome. I got a good question for you.
Sure.
Since I don't know you guys very well, I want to hear your favorite beers. Like when you go out, what's the thing that you typically is like the first thing on the menu you look for?
You
can go first.
So I tend to look for sour or farmhouse styles, but there's been a big trend towards like milkshake sours, which is it's like as bad as a milkshake IPA. Like
that's
lactose,
like, that's like what
lactose
makes.
Does not
yeah.
belong in an IPA
no,
the same
no.
way it does not belong in a sour. So like Jolly Pumpkin is huge for me,
okay.
and then it's
don't we
session.
Have that coming to Bay City? Jolly Pumpkin
sister company of Jolly.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're all a package deal.
Yeah,
like,
Hertford and Hops there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday.
So,
they've been building it for, or
yeah,
they announced that like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then IPAs are second. But I tend to go for lower ABV only so that I can drink all night long and still be like a functioning parent the next day.
Yeah.
That's one of those shifts you have to
like
make.
Drink without the Tylenol in the morning.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and I am almost exclusively an IPA guy.
Nice.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's one of those... I mean, as anyone who's gotten into craft beer, at first you hate them, and then And then
Why do you want to drink a pine
tree? Yeah, I was always disgusted. Yeah.
Why would I drink it? Why would I drink it? But then something clicks, and then that's you just you're laser focused on them. Now you got to try them all.
It's so weird how it happened with me. But I used to think they were so disgusting. I hated the aftertaste, and I used to talk so much shit about Two Hearted.
Oh,
so much. Well,
that's what I was getting to.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
And then now it's like when I go to the store. I look at the Busch Light, and then I look at the Two Hearted, and they're the same fucking price. 30 beers here, 6 here, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take the 6-pack and walk out. Like, right? I love
it. Nicole was at, just started working at Glastender, and was there for like a week, maybe two, and we had one of our happy hours after work, and I had brought a 12-pack of Two Hearted. And because nobody else drinks it. And I was like, cool, I'll get my Two Hearted.
They're all yours, yeah.
And then she comes walking out and she's like, oh, cool, they had fucking Two Hearted. I was like, all right, I guess. Like,
well, the good thing about like,
you're like, damn, and I only had 6.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Here in Michigan, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
I probably drank more of that than any other. I'm sure I've drank more of that than any other craft beer because you can go to, you know, you go to Applebee's or 7-Eleven or wherever you are.
That's my only thing when I'm traveling I don't like is like, fuck, they don't have Two Hearted. Yeah. But you try new stuff when you're drinking.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. I always try new stuff. The challenging thing with IPAs is as much as I love them, they're my favorite style, there's a lot of bad ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of, you know, because every brewery's trying to make them, but there's, you know, it's not always successful. So I always try the IPAs. During the winter months, I'll start trying some stouts here and there, but it's, you know, it's never my go-to.
Stouts are my go-to-bed beer. Yeah. Like, it's like the dessert after you're drinking all day.
Feels a little thicker, a little more hearty.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, I mean, sometimes if you drink a stout before your dinner, you're full.
Right.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah. Good About Lord. 15 years ago, from, I don't know, like 09 to maybe 14, I was stouts all the time. Stout. And then my taste buds switched, and then it was IPAs. So
stouts are usually the gateway. I think
they're the gateway drug. Poor Roger. Roger is a Coors Light guy all day long. Yeah, once in a great while.
Yeah.
A stout was my gateway.
Once in a while, you know, you drink it and then something clicks. Like you said that, yeah. Been drinking beer for 50 years and nothing's clicked yet.
It hasn't done it yet.
I love my domestic beers.
Mm-hmm. You have to start drinking craft beers before something will click. Yeah. You got to get used to the different taste.
At Applebee's, I ordered that Killian's.
Yeah, that was wild.
Y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
Like, really? Yeah.
We're like, we know you have surgery tomorrow, but like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you going wild, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just crazy.
Well, I mean, that's not really a craft beer. I mean,
no, it's just an amber. You know?
Yeah.
It's just
craft
still weird.
Light.
It's been around
longer than you have.
It's an odd beer because it lasted like when there were no other ambers, that one like existed.
Yeah.
It was something you could always get. It felt
red
exotic
ale,
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, ooh, Killian's, you know?
Ooh. Yeah.
That's like when someone orders a Labatt Blue. You know, it's just basic domestic, but you're like, whoa, that's weird, you know? I don't know. I never got there. When I was a bartender, we had a Labatt Blue tap at the bar that I worked at. And
say that five times fast.
Yeah, Labatt Blue. Yeah, fuck that. And someone would order it, and I would just be like, oh, okay, weird, all right.
Yeah.
We would end up getting Molson, like a 50 that, cent tip from them. I was like,
all right. Well, I want to learn, you know, you guys came all the way out here. I want to learn a little bit more about you. So you guys have owned a beer business. Kick that off. Tell me a little bit about that. How is it working, you know, and operating in the beer industry?
So here's a beer story for you. And I know we're supposed to save this for the end. Okay. So 2011, Matt and I were on a date night. So we lived hour and a half apart. We had date nights on Wednesdays. He made the trip to the west side of the state. And then weekends I spend over here. But we were at this little tiny pub in Greenville, Michigan, drinking way too much beer. And this is kind of like craft beer was, you could start finding it in pubs.
Yeah.
But anyways, we decided that we were going to, I was in business. Matt was obviously in computer design or website design. And we, on a whim, registered MichiganBrewSupply.com and had like this whole business idea for homebrew supplies.
We were drinking heavily.
This is what happens, but we registered the domain and then like a year goes by and they're like, hey, do you need to renew? And we're like, you know, we should probably do something with that.
It was one of those, we're drinking, we're talking.
Inspired.
We're inspired.
Yeah.
She at that time was managing an e-commerce store for her uncle. selling knives and cutlery.
And, yeah, nice.
Very successful family business they have. So that was her job. And I was working as at a company doing web development at an agency. So I had a bunch of like 100 different clients we were supporting. So I was like, and we loved beer and craft beer and brewing.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, in a drunken haze, it was like, let's combine all of
how
these powers.
How do we take all these things we love and are
the
good at?
The ultimate Voltron of what can we do to create some sort of business
I love a good Voltron reference.
Yeah. So it was, let's come up with a name right here. And it literally sitting at the bar on my phone on like GoDaddy. I'm like, let's see what domains are available. That'll force us to do something. And yeah, we registered the domain for it.
Yeah, my brew supply.
And that's what launched it. Like that's what started it.
And so then we started online only. Yep. And then it was like very clear that there was a high need in our area for a storefront. So I rewrote our entire business plan for a brick and mortar shop.
Dang.
And it made sense. Like we did, you know, very competitive analysis between the Tri-Cities. Midland for real lives in a bubble.
Yeah.
Like, and it's central. It's like the most central, easy to get to from anywhere. And so then we opened up the homebrew shop and then in a few years expanded into a larger shop. And
nice.
So before Glass Tender, I taught people how to make beer and wine all day long.
Wow. Hell yeah. That's so
it was,
cool.
You know, the business, really cool. it's retail. We were selling the equipment and ingredients, but it was really like a community that had built around it. Homebrew club met there monthly. And then just the people, you know, the craft beer world, even, you know, 10, 15 years was much smaller and growing. So a lot of people were getting into it. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's wild. Where's the store then?
Where? So it was in Midland.
Was.
Yes.
Oh, you're so not still in operation.
We sold it off. Oh. And then the kid actually just opened up today.
Today,
Pride Pint Brewing in Bay City off of Euclid.
Oh, dang.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What was it again?
Pride Pint.
Pride Pint Brewing.
In Bay City on Euclid.
Hell yeah. We'll have to check that out.
That's amazing. Yeah. Where were you guys about in Midland? And when did you guys sell off?
When we first opened, we were in a teeny tiny downtown spot.
Okay.
All of
Townsend
800
Street,
square feet.
If you're familiar with
it. Yeah. Well, I lived on George down there.
Oh,
so
okay,
I was right across the street from Dow Diamond. Basically.
Okay. So you know where like the crepe store, the crepe shop.
I love the crepe shop. Right,
so
I love Proper Taco. God damn it. I miss it.
They actually moved in after we did. We recruited Brandon kind of to open up in that space. Yep. We were right there between him and Mr. Mustache.
Yeah. Right where the back rooms are.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that whole block was empty when we moved
there. Fuck yeah, I know that little downtown spot.
Yeah,
I was down there every day.
Yeah. Now there's a bookstore.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And then we moved over on the corner of Carpenter and Haley, kind of by the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where
we own the building there. Yeah. And we're, the business is technically still
We
open.
Still sell online.
We still have inventory
like
online.
All what is left of inventory, you know? But
was that a gray building?
Not that one.
Okay.
That's across the street from us.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
There was like a little like Harley looking shop on one corner. I don't know what the other.
The black building.
Yes,
that
the
you're
one that they literally just hand painted all black.
Yes, then we're across the street.
Yeah, with the glass door. I think, I thought I remember because I was talking to Robin about.
We ripped the whole face off. Yeah, we ripped the whole face of the building off, and it's like all
so
the original windows and stuff.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's
that's
a
crazy.
Salon like
that's
in the
cool.
smaller
yeah,
side.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's weird. That was right by my house. That was like
If you're in George, you're right there.
You go down and then there was all the school buses. You take a ride.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm so glad I'm not living there anymore. But
Midland's a weird place. Yeah. Like she said, when we really wanted to be in Saginaw or Bay City. Bay City, there's a
just from a cultural standpoint.
Right, exactly.
Like,
just from a cultural
standpoint. We are
so
the weird
city.
The
bubble, it's like, you can't really, everyone but, just is.
Like, nobody
Midland,
from Midland actually grew up in Midland.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
or very few of them.
And they all talk so much shit about Bay City.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they can't drive over there. It's like, bitch, have you driven here? I was like, you motherfuckers can't drive. They made it so simple. They just put
one way.
All the one ways.
Too many one ways.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They were like, you can't drive. They said, you go on this road that way.
No, you just put it in reverse.
Yeah.
We saw that so much. One way, someone just in reverse.
We got pulled over there years ago, and
I missed nothing
about. You're going the wrong way, and I said, I'm only going one way.
Yeah. But, well, you know, I just don't know what way that is.
Your town's so confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you want to go next door? Well, first of all, you got to go that way and then this way and then this way. And then you
make four left. Yeah. And you'll be there.
Right. You'll figure it out.
Fuck, it was a 5-minute drive to my next door neighbor. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The one thing Midland had, though, was a high concentration of like 25-year-olds with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it. Chemists and engineers.
And they all have
people who were either interested in like brewing science or brewing for the equipment. Like,
because it's
all the technologies, like making them like just brew beer without
it's
having to be in the room
for somebody who's got that like scientific inclination to like, really dig in if you want.
Because they're doing what they love and then they're drinking what they
love. Right, exactly.
So it's like, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's like it's you don't need to know all of that
beer.
It's true.
Yeah,
that is true. No, that's very cool.
Have you guys brewed at all?
I did once. I got I think you guys got me a beer brewing kit for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
And I brewed one batch of, like, it was Coors Light, kind of, and it wasn't bad. It was fun.
It was drinkable. That's a success. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a success.
Yeah.
Still standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the only time I've brewed my own.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't had the patience. I want the beer now.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the homebrewing industry as a whole has been shrinking pretty dramatically over the last 5 years or so. And and most people think it's just because craft beer is now pretty
huge.
Commonplace.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would say it's attention spans.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely some of that. There's definitely some of that. But, you know, when I started brewing, you know, 10, 12 years ago, a lot of it was because the availability wasn't there. Like, I wanted to really hone in on these type of IPAs I like, and there's not a lot of them out there. So if I can make them myself, and I enjoyed it. But as things have, like, you can go anywhere now and get good beer, and it's just, you know, things are receding. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice, though. It's nice that a lot more places have broadened their tap list and,
absolutely,
you know, put a lot more in.
When
the Stardust, when the bowling alley opened up the tap room, I was like, oh, this is beautiful.
That
this is so nice.
Revigorated that whole place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think they would have had the arcade and all that extra
had
stuff
the money to do the rest of it.
If they didn't bring beer in.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
That's what attracts people
wild
around here. It's awesome.
So along with beer, I want to talk about IT.
Sure, absolutely.
I love IT. I've been working in IT.
I'm out.
I'm gonna grab me another beer.
Grab some more beers. Let me push my glasses up here real quick.
Well, your wife told me how much of a genius you are. You have invented some pretty cool websites.
Thank you.
And one in particular was a sorting site for, was it cards or video games?
Oh, okay. Yeah, video games. Yeah.
Video games. Yeah.
Sure.
That, whatever. I believe, did that become, is that pricecharting.com?
It's not pricecharting, but we were affiliated with that.
You were. Okay.
Yeah. So, years ago, before it got cool, I was into collecting retro video games. And I feel like, nowadays it's become, like, especially since COVID, it's become a huge thing. But this is, I mean, we're talking 15 years ago. At that point I was running another website, a video game news site. This is where it all started. This is the origin story.
You were the online IGN.com.
Exactly. Like we were basically
the magazine, the IGN.
We were trying to do it. It was really a front for me to try to get into big video game conventions.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the E3 convention.
Oh, yeah.
I went to two of them.
Oh, really?
Because of this.
Dude, that'd be so awesome. So, when I worked for 1UP Games, we got, the owner got tickets.
Okay.
To E3, but he just took
his wife. So we're talking
like,
the same language. Talking the same language now. So, long story short, I was working for a news site that I owned and operated, and I had a staff doing editorials and whatnot. Like I said, basically as a front to kind of just get myself into the industry.
Yeah.
And as part of that, we started doing, you know, well, this is the MySpace era. Right, so we started doing
That's when I started coding, when I learned like HTML and CSS.
You learn how to screw up your.
You feel really cool when you can like go in and manipulate code to like give you different results or something.
And it's weird, you know what I thought about that? Like nobody ever taught us. We just kind of figured out through MySpace.
That's the best way to learn.
You either have it or
you
break
don't. Stuff and fix it. But where was I? So we had like a whole, like you had a profile and you could show like, oh, what I'm playing right now and whatnot.
Oh,
and then we added a whole like, okay, here's all the stuff I own. Well, that got so popular on the site that we spun it out into its own site.
Oh, holding back.
Do you have two hearteds?
Yeah, we're.
Roger's about to deliver it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Roger's about to deliver it.
Oh, snap. Well, then.
So I need to check that.
Maybe. Depends on how many they have if they want.
No.
Oh, yeah. Mine.
The Coors Lights don't taste.
Oh, snap. Hey!
So, yes, chug your beer so we can have a good one.
Damn. Yeah, there we go.
Nice, nice.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
ADD.
Huh?
Is it back on?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Now Roger's is. What?
What? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the delivery.
Yeah, hey. Appreciate it.
No, hey, while
it was a long walk.
Hey, while you're at it.
It's pretty quick, wasn't it?
I told you I saw a guy pull a catfish.
You did, yeah. It's very apropos. Collective edition. I saved that one.
Apropos. I love that word.
Do you think people actually collect those cans? Probably.
Hey, maybe. I heard if you get all four, you can send them in for a free Bush shirt.
Bush.
Is that?
Oh.
That's what I hear. Don't know if it's true.
That's good.
Yep. It, like I said, it states in the beginning of the these episodes that us two are idiots. So if you believe
that,
we don't know shit about fucking.
Well, you know that 80% of stats are made up, right?
Sure.
Including that one.
Yeah.
So it happens.
So I apologize. You were working. You owned a journalism company.
Yeah. So our website at the time there had the ability to kind of track what you're playing and whatnot. We spun that off into a separate website called VG Collect that I built. So at the time I was working as a contract-based web developer.
Okay.
I've always just had little hobby projects and whatnot. So I started just working on this with some of the users from the site. And then it actually grew and really exploded due to Reddit, actually, a Reddit post.
Oh, nice.
From, you know, 20, like early Reddit. I mean, probably 12 years ago now.
Yeah,
maybe even more than that.
Back when it was the front page of the internet.
Right.
Yes.
And it was,
instead of just subgroup.
It was just very, very bland.
Yeah.
You know, I think at this point, dig.com was still going on. And real quickly, it grew to a point where, I mean, within a few years, it was tracking a couple million collections.
Wow.
That's
fantastic.
So it kind of became the... and I built it to kind of be like the wiki of video games. So everything was user submitted and user managed.
Okay.
And still to this day, it's all the whole entire database, which is probably the biggest database of gaming stuff out there, is all user generated and user moderated.
Wild.
I ended up selling that off.
Okay.
You can kind of sense a trend here.
Yeah. Let's build successful companies and then sell them.
Built it off. And I would say, though,
to something new.
VG Collect is the one I regret. I wish I would have held on to it because I don't think it ever met its full potential. It's still humming along. I've actually reached out to the owner within the last 12 months to see if he was interested in
selling
it
back.
Oh,
yeah.
And he said no. He said, fuck off. I'm like, God damn it.
It's kind of sad to see like this awesome thing you built and like you pass it along to somebody who's supposed to grow it into a bigger and better thing.
Yeah.
And then they don't.
Yeah.
And you're like,
listen, I can do it if you just give me a bag. Yeah.
I think it was 2 years ago because they have a podcast and I was invited back for like the 10th anniversary special.
Did you do that?
I did, yeah.
Bring back the founder.
Right, exactly. And I got to like reminisce. And ever since then, it's like it tugs at my heartstrings. Like,
right.
Man, this is like, my baby. I want it back.
It's something to be proud of, though, damn
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, that's cool. You kicked off an entire like genre of websites because, you know, price charting and then Discogs and you've got
MTG. All set up where like you have like a sell list that's like paired with someone else's wish list. And now you don't have to like go dig through crazy websites to find legit, you know.
Yeah.
And ever since COVID, the retro like gaming like prices and everything's just
it's
gone
wild.
Wild.
Oh, it's
dude, it's
crazy.
Wild.
It's gone. It's bonkers.
Yeah. I worked at 1UP Games and Media Reload. I built a repair business out of Media Reload there and then left that to Connor, a good friend of mine, to run and then came to Glasstender. But yeah, video game, I mean, being able to use all that and try to build, one of my projects was try to build an aggregate database of UPCs so that everything was already in it. And I was like, there's like 5 billion UPCs, man. Like, I can't, this is not going to run correctly. In theory, it could work, but not on a retail store's budget.
In retro games, too, there's so much variation in all that.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. You have game of the year. You've got the anniversary release. You've got the
greatest
hits
version.
Yeah.
Hits and,
That's funny.
Yeah. But that's fantastic, man. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Good on you guys.
Thank you.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, it's camping time.
Oh, snap. Sure is. And now for something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. Go from, fuck off with technology.
Technology to the woods.
Get in the woods.
Get unplugged.
The best thing about going into the woods is ditching the cell phones, ditching your smartwatches.
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine that used to love playing music in the woods, and that's good. That's good for a little bit.
On an acoustic guitar.
But then there's sometimes where, there's something like that. But then there's sometimes it's like, hey, shut up, man. Mm-hmm. Like the birds are singing. We don't need your dumb ass trying to sing.
I can't hear the waves anymore.
Yeah, right.
Like, shut up.
Yeah, I just love getting in the woods. So how do you guys camp? Do you glamp or do you camp? Do you rustic camp or do you have to have?
We were always tent campers until kids.
Yeah.
And then we got a little camper.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Do you plug in or do you care to plug in, or is it like if it's there, sure. If not, I don't really care.
That's how we are. It's like, all right, we're going to explore. We should probably have enough battery life to be able to access GPS and get home.
Yep.
But no, we pretend that the internet doesn't work when we're out and about, like for the kids. Nice. Like it's just like, nope, it doesn't work here.
It's beautiful like that. Yes. I love it. I love it. Getting out in there and just forgetting about everything. It's like a reset to me.
Yeah.
Except I go so much that my brain doesn't even get to 5% where it's like, reset, you know?
No, my awesome. My camping's in the presidential suite at the Holiday Inn Express in Petoskey. That's how I camp.
He's like, I can see the water from my window. Anyway, what's on TV?
Yeah. Well, we were just looking. We were at, Camper World? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
And they have, balconies that pull out and they have washers and dryers.
The camper, they cost
giant
the
screen TVs. Yeah.
It's a house on wheels, man.
The one that we looked at literally had a loft and an office underneath it.
Oh, snap.
With a desk for a computer and monitors and a couch.
Wow.
It looked like that fucking RV from Meet the Fockers. When he goes in, he's in the fucking central.
Yeah. The whole back folds down and there's a balcony.
Yeah.
Out the back. I picture the Goofy movie.
There you go.
Back when.
Gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we both grew up camping. My parents, when I was really young, we were always tent campers.
Jesus.
And then at some point, they got...
That.
Yeah. What?
That's a Ferrari or something.
Yeah, I was Ferrari came out with a camper.
I was looking at that one and switched to the next one.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Wow.
That's just stupid. Sell your house. You know what I'm saying?
That looks one of them yachts with wheels.
Right.
You just drive that right into the...
into the ocean.
Right
into
the ocean.
And it just starts going...
that's $1.3
million. Nice. Yeah, wow.
Damn.
I don't need something like that. I wanted to backpack.
It's
on
about $1.2 million more than I got.
I wanted to backpack on what Nicole said because there is a point in time where you just have to get off the ground. I love tent camping.
Yep, yep.
But me and Robin, last time... We were just like, all right, well, we got this with a really nice tent, bougie tent, I like to call it. It's got the LED lights. We got a little it's a big square, but the one quadrant is our little
rooms.
Porch. Yeah, yeah, it does. Okay, yeah, it's like a little porch. You got your
that's nice. It might be raining. You need
Yeah, it's got that. It's got a speaker in it. It's got all these LED lights. And then we just got a huge cot because we had to get off the ground. We were next is a pop-up. But this will do for now. I just need if I sleep on one more fucking root, I'm done.
Right.
I'm like,
I'm getting too old. My fucking back can't take
that's
the
what
ground.
I'm saying. I know I'm only 26, but I'm starting to feel like okay, I just can't.
Well, and you can get the biggest, nicest air mattress, and you still have to blow it up in the middle.
It's
of
that's
the
what
night.
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. And then by the time you're going to sleep, but you pass out before you even done fucking blowing it up, you know.
There's almost a natural evolution. You have to tent camp.
Yeah.
You have to.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And then, you know, for us, it was when we had kids. And even though I'm kind of sad that we haven't really introduced them to tent camping yet, they probably will soon because we're going to kick them out of the camper.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. You guys get to sleep.
You
nice
get the dinghy.
Right.
And they'll think it's so cool because they're outside.
And that's how it was
dad.
For me.
Oh, yeah.
My parents got a pop-up.
Yeah, we loved that.
Yeah, it's like living alone
in the backyard?
For the first time. You
know? Right.
Did you ever go camping in the
backyard?
No, but
I've talked about it often.
Yeah, that's the only time I've tent camped.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
It was really? In the backyard, yeah.
See, I backpack right now in my day and age, and I love it. You know, you go out there, and I just got this single person tent, or if I'm feeling daring enough, you just pop a canopy up and sleep outside.
Sure.
It's amazing. You know? And then if it's cold enough, see, we went in the beginning of April, and it got down to 26 degrees the first night, and we just did that boil water, put it in a water bottle, throw it in your sleeping bag. And it's like a sauna in there. It was beautiful. It's 26 degrees outside, but in my sleeping bag where I was, I was comfortable. Like, I was warm, you know?
Helps to be with the Army guy, the resilient
one. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They're a little more resourceful, usually.
Yeah.
Well, and then I love it. Like, up here in Michigan, what can kill you out in the woods looks like it can kill you, like a bear or, like, you know,
and they're scared
a cougar or anything. And they're scared of me. Yeah. But he's like, I was like, man, what if they see us? And he goes, you're going to sleep in a tent. You know what a bear does to a tent? Schwap! You're out in the open. If they, like, he's like, so, if it's going to kill you, he's going to be sniffing your face. You're already dead.
You know? Not a whole lot of protection.
It's false shelter.
So what do you do when you come across a bear? So what do you do if you come across a bear?
What do you
do? It depends on what kind of bear.
You apologize and wipe it off.
I knew that. I knew we were being set up.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why I said, what do you do? Because I didn't want to answer it, you know? Yeah. But... No, I do love me some camping.
Yeah, I can't wait. We actually don't have anything planned yet this summer, and we're behind. And literally every night we're talking. We need to get some reservations somewhere.
We should do that as soon as we get home. And then we don't.
Yeah, this is us having the conversation we have every night that we don't do because we fall asleep because the kids have worn us out. But yeah, I can't wait to get out. And
yeah, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Just wait until they're 16 and 19 and or 20. She's 20 now. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh.
Like, it scares you so much when they're driving that you pass out right there. You
That starts next month. Yeah.
Even at 26, they're...
Yeah, pains in the asses.
Yeah, I don't know. You put it on there. I want to know
what
you meant.
Again, I write this shit down when I'm drunk. So, stupid human tricks. I don't know. It was something Carrie Asel said that I was like, oh, that'd be a fun topic. Just like dumb shit you can do, like... are you good at voices or can you like, you know, like those old Guinness records
weird,
where
yeah.
people would like shoot milk out their eyes or something.
This reminds me, and we spoke about this recently. Growing up, I was a huge David Letterman fan.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And Letterman always had stupid human tricks. And I was trying to explain that to you and trying to explain to somebody who's never watched Late Night whatsoever and does not get that at all. Like, what
did you not make it there or what? Could you not like, make it there to watch it? You just fall asleep.
Oh, I didn't even know who Letterman was until like a few years ago. I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
Like Jay Leno, anybody? Holy shit.
Johnny Carson.
I vaguely remember Leno. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Now he's just a car guy. But continue.
Exactly. Oh, I think that was the end of it. It just made me think of stupid human tricks.
You didn't know Johnny Carson?
I don't have a clue who that is.
No, that's who Jay Leno took over for.
Okay.
So way back, you know, back in like the 1912.
And then took over.
I got,
come on. I'm kidding.
I got in a fight when I was in fourth grade, and I got hit real hard in the tummy. And ever since then, if I...
What was that?
Where did that come from?
Like some weird shit underneath my belly.
Because he opened his mouth, but it didn't come out of there. What the fuck? Why does he open his mouth? You know that like it's like coming from there.
Yeah.
How'd you learn that you were capable?
Yeah,
because he was like, "Ow!"
And then
like,
it happened. The next day,
what the hell was that?
Yeah, it's a weird fucking noise. I don't know.
That's awesome.
That would piss a teacher off. Like if she was teaching, just whap. Weird.
Yeah. Well, like Shelby, our daughter Shelby, she like can dislocate her shoulders when she stretches. Her arms go all the way back, and then she pops them back. You know.
When I was younger, I had no cartilage. I had no cartilage in my ear. You know, it was still a normal ear. Don't think I'm weird. I wasn't like Dumbo walking around, but like I could like pop my ear and it would just be like the opposite way.
Interesting. Yep. Like folded inside out.
Yes, I could. Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really weird. So I remember one time as a little kid, I was playing goalie in soccer. You know how like every kid plays soccer and everything like that. So they stuck me in the goal and I was so fucking bored because I always wanted to like run, you know. So I was just sitting there like folding my ears and then a goal went by and I was like, oh, shit.
I was folding your ears.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, does this mean I don't get a lemon bar afterward? I was like, they're not going to give me my snack now, man.
That sounds like something the most bored kid in the world is doing.
Yeah.
He's sitting here folding my ears.
Folding his ears.
Yep.
I'm going to start saying that when I'm bored. it's kind of like telling someone to kick rocks. Like, fold your ears.
Go fold your ears.
Go piss up a rope. Go fold your ears. You know? No, that's funny. Do you guys have any stupid
things? Yeah, those are good ones. I don't think I have anything.
Mine's not like physical so much. I cannot not remember shit. Like, I will remember, it used to really throw people off at the brew shop because I would remember, like, what beer you were brewing when you came in this time
four
last
years ago.
Year. Yeah. Or, like,
how
exactly
did that,
what
red IPA
issue.
Turn out?
Like, like,
is it
I
a
just
legitimate eidetic memory or
no? Not like that. I just literally, I will just remember. I don't
you
know.
Just pull shit out of thin air, and
oh yeah,
like,
and I'm like, I don't know why I remember this. Yeah. Yeah. But
and she
I
is
do,
constantly telling
it's
like,
not weird.
Hey, do you
I
remember that guy? You know, it'll be some guy we passed on the street 6 months ago or something. Yeah. Hey, do you remember him? I have no fucking clue. I have the opposite problem. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
It's
well, that's good.
Well, then,
have,
yeah,
like,
see,
the cloud.
You pair well. Yeah,
you're like the cloud.
Right.
Person,
you know? Like, just, oh, you need to retract, like,
just search
sort of...
Nicole real quick. Yeah. There it is. There's the information I need.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't think I have any stupid,
Roger,
jokes.
You got anything?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You. Everyone has, like, you had to run into that one person that could fold their... Their
eyelids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, I do that.
Always, walk around.
Yeah. There's always a weird kid at school who can do that.
I used to be able to like cross my eyes where you can shake them.
Oh,
but
really?
I haven't tried in so long. Oh, I'm afraid to do it.
Yeah,
now.
Don't do it.
They're
like,
gonna get stuck yeah. like that.
Right.
Or like walking out. His mom can write with both hands backwards
at the same time.
At the same time, forward and can yeah. like forward one's forward, one's forward.
That even
backwards.
Hurt my brain.
It's like mirrored down the way. Yeah,
that's cool.
She'll do it while she's talking on the phone. It's wild.
Writes backwards.
Yeah. So you never have to ask. Be like, who are you talking to? Because you look at the paper and it'd be like. Diana like 50 fucking times down the line. They're like, oh, okay, she's talking to Diana, you know, something like that.
Years ago, just to see what she was talking about, I used to take the pages and
hold them up to a mirror
and
read
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
This was all backwards.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Yeah, their love notes back in jail, he was always confused. He's like, fucking, what is this? Yeah.
Started funny. Thinking I was backwards.
Yeah. Well, is it about that time?
Oh, it's about that time.
Sweet.
For Beer of the Week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the week.
You got the right guess to pick apart a beer.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
So, while you're pouring that, what do you call a pig that practices karate?
Pork chop.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, I didn't know it. I just guessed. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, it's empty. Okay. All right, we've got Crawling Out of the Fog from Two Villains Brewing Company in Vernon Township, New Jersey. It is an 8.8% ABV. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, as you
put that anywhere.
I know, right? Cheers.
Still a little warm. It wasn't cold enough, but it's decent.
I'm just going in on the nose so far.
Well, that's not bad.
It's got a good nose.
Yeah. It's good. It's a little fruitier.
Dank.
It's fruitier than I thought it was going to be.
A little grassy.
I do like the front end, though. Back end is like other.
It's dank.
Yeah.
Is that what you call that, dank?
Dank.
The hell does dank mean? Am I that old?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Usually.
What Gen Alpha craziness?
There's a little marijuana to it, a little cannabis.
That's,
note.
Yeah, dank.
There's...
Oh.
That might just be me. I do, swim in weed every day, basically.
Some certain hop varieties that really contribute to that.
Good crack.
Right, like it says Simcoe in it.
That was my first thought.
I feel like it'd be
Simcoe?
Better.
It
would be a little.
What is Simcoe?
Simcoe is a type of hop. Okay, so
ooh,
one of the reasons
see,
why
I like this. We like beer, but we don't know shit
we
about
like beer
fuck.
Knowledge, too.
So
one of the reasons I love IPAs so much is that there are 500 types of hops, anything from dank like this to noble, which is what they would consider anything in your domestics.
Yeah.
Like, it's enough there to be a hop presence, but not enough to contribute a flavor.
You don't really taste
to, like,
it. Yeah.
We had one called Hall Melon. It was like a strawberry watermelon character. We had some that legit taste like fruity pebbles. Like,
nice.
They're the hop.
And they're all just natural hop varieties based on
crazy.
Crossbreeding and growing conditions and the regions.
This doesn't have anything to do with it.
And that really contributes to the explosion.
Yeah, that
IPAs.
Can is very...
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I would say the first thing I thought of was it has great aroma, which is crucial to an IPA. Half of the drinking experience of an IPA is smelling it. It smells like if you literally were to take a package of hops and crack them open and stick your nose in it, that's exactly what it smells like.
Nice.
I feel like it's strong on the Simcoe, which usually has that dank cannabis-y.
Yeah.
But then the fruitiness you're probably tasting comes from the yeast.
Yeah. Okay.
And probably even like stressing the yeast out a little so that it overperforms.
Yeah, and there's a little alcohol burn too, which could
there
be
is.
Contributed to that.
So my alcohol stressed out? Is that
right?
This is actually a collab with Abomination.
What I really appreciate about it is that it doesn't have lactose in it. So there's a win there.
Yeah,
it's got good body. It's got a thick mouthfeel, which is good.
Probably also something to do with the yeast.
I drink a lot of it. That's a good.
Yeah,
I mean
that's not bad.
It's very cool to hear you guys.
I'd give it a. I know that's like, that's wild. See, we're not that cool. We need to learn more shit and figure that out. We're just like beer.
That was my favorite part about working from the brew shop. We would have people bring us beers. They'd be like, "I was on vacation and I had to bring you a can of this because I can't get it anymore. I'm not in Florida. Help me brew it." So they would bring me beer.
Oh wow!
Beer.
There you go.
Yeah, so that I could deconstruct it.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then, like, there was even Dow has a homebrew club. And so I was even helping, some of these, chemists, deconstruct. Like, they were, because they were submitting it to a competition, a giant homebrew competition. And so they would get feedback then from professional judges. Mm. And then we would use those notes and we would, dial in a little closer to what they wanted and a little closer to what they wanted. And we did that for, it was 11 runs, which was just over 6 years worth of homebrew competitions.
That's awesome. I can't even finish one run. So 11 runs, that's great.
Very
I love it. Thanks to Ideal Party Store on Salzburg and Johnson. And we appreciate it very much. I give this guy a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
out of 5.
I'm going to sit at a 3.25.
3.25? All righty.
Not bad, but could be better. What about
I'm going 3.75.
All righty.
The only thing that I'm critiquing it about is there's a little bit of that hot burn, which, that is like a lingering hop flavor that kind of gives you a little grassy, almost picture taking a bunch of grass and chewing on it for a little bit. You get that vegetal flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And vegetal. That usually means...
Not vegetable, vegetal.
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 Yeah, I like it.
It usually means during the brewing process or the hops were left in a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's something you want. But I don't want it in this beer.
Yeah.
And then that little bit of alcohol burns, not super pleasant.
Yeah.
But I'd still 3.75. I'd drink a lot of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I'm going to do a 3.5 because it does lean just a little more towards New England style, but is not marked that way.
That's right.
Yeah. And when I want a double IPA, I'm thinking of too hard, double hearted, where it's crisp and it's
or hop
clean.
Slam.
Or
I fucking love
Hop Slam.
Yeah,
but even Hop Slam is just a touch sweet still.
So good.
So
good.
Yeah, but it's not as clean as I would like it to be for a double IPA.
Gotcha. Well, nice. Well, good reviews. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. See, this is we gotta fucking study up because we're going to the World Expo of Beer this weekend.
Yeah,
that's such a good event.
The first time in 15 years I've been able to go. I've tried every year.
Do you know what's even better though than attending is volunteering?
That's everybody's been telling
us. We used to do it every year.
Volunteer, because for the first 4 hours, it's just serving beer, talking with beer reps, brewers, and then you slowly
sneaking
watch this progression. Oh yeah, you get to drink behind.
Of course, you got to know what you're serving.
Right.
But then you get to people watch the progression. And then by the time you're drinking, everyone's just happy.
Well, and then when you're done with
your
shift.
And nobody cares about anything anymore.
And they're coming back for seconds because they like this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But then you get to drink
beer,
after your four-hour volunteer shift.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
After you volunteer, you get to go back to the volunteer-only area.
Ooh.
Where they, when the last time we did it, which is probably.
Members only.
5 years ago now.
Oh, it's been longer than that.
They had a whole, it was like a refrigerated truck. It was a truck that had taps on
off
the outside
side
of it.
Nice.
That's amazing.
And it was just the extra stuff.
We got to buy one of those.
You could
I mean, that's what Roger used to do when he worked for Max.
Whatever you wanted, full pours of beers and food and just hang out for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's cool. That's
hell yeah.
Time. They appreciate you at least at the end.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun as a volunteer, especially if you're someone who likes beer. You're schmoozing with people who are want to talk beer and you're drinking.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool atmosphere. I'm jealous you're going.
Yeah, I'm so stoked. I've tried every year. I'm either working or there's a wedding or there's fucking something. So finally, 15 years after turning 21, this is the first time I can actually go. Yeah. So,
it's 2 weekends out. It's not this weekend.
No.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this Saturday. There, yeah. Yeah, so I'm stoked for
now,
it. We're
he's
able to...
thinking of his calendar. He's like, shit, I think.
Do we have any babysitters?
We, yeah, the 18th, yeah.
Yeah.
This show will come out after, but this will be out Monday. So,
Okay, then I should just reiterate, there are rules when you volunteer, and things may have changed since we volunteered. Yes. We're not promising anyone anyone.
We just drank
you volunteered pre-COVID. Like, everything has changed.
Years, yeah. And
I'm excited to meet the brewers. I'm excited to meet the different companies out there, and because we, you know, we sample and we showcase a lot of different breweries, and we do live shows, and we've done live shows at a you know, a few times. So to be able to go into the breweries and do that would be a lot of fun. So that's, I'm excited about
that.
We could
be sampling there the whole time.
Yeah.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, some connections. All right. There we go. I like it. Networking.
Well, the one thing we have started after Beer of the Week is beer trivia.
Beer trivia. And I feel like I got to get Eric to make a jingle.
Yeah, but it's something fun that we like to do. It's just like, do you know your history of beer? I know you guys do very well, but these are very odd.
There you go.
So maybe it'll test your brain a little bit.
Sure. All right.
Oh, I'm going to fail.
In 2012, Anheuser-Busch released a 137-calorie variety of Bud Light in a translucent blue glass bottle under what name?
Platinum?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Congratulations.
Holy fuck. Is this like whoever answers first or just one of us has to know?
Yeah, a bell we can ring in on.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I was just about to say, next round, Matt's out.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
Yeah, Bud Light Platinum.
Is that still a thing?
I think so,
yeah.
No.
It's like, I haven't drank it in a long time. Yeah, but
usually when you go to a bar, they're just like, you can try these shitty dollar beers if you want.
Yeah, the aluminum bottles and all that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, at the live shows when we do it, we'll give a free drink to whoever.
But here,
you already got your free. You got the sample.
You're right. I've been drinking. I've been drinking
two
for free.
Oh, you want? Yeah, you want a two hearted?
I'll
take a two-hearted. There you go. Matt wins a free two hearted. And anybody else? But yeah.
Can I pour the rest of my double IPA into my Busch Light? I'm just
kidding. Oh, here.
They're not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I would love to have some glass tender bottle opener merch. Wink, wink. Miss Marketing Lady.
You know, I have an unbranded one.
Yeah, I don't want... I have unbranded ones.
Yeah, but in Glass Tender Blue.
Yeah, I bet you don't have that. What, you guys own a color?
Glass Tender
Blue.
Do you?
Yeah. Kind of like...
I mean, like MSC
Green stuff. Yeah. I know. But that's what my girlfriend does. She works in the marketing business and does graphic design. And when she attended Michigan State, she was actually working for the Hub, which was making like stuff for the football team, the basketball team, and other stuff around the campus. And she one day she told me about the colors and like how Michigan State owns a certain color. And she said it, and I was like, no fucking way. And she's like, yeah. She's like, look up that color. And I did.
That's,
and I was like,
green.
Yeah, it's Michigan
that's
State
it.
Green. Huh. Like, holy shit. And she was no like, we else. Are only allowed to use this color.
Isn't that called Spartan Green?
Probably.
It probably is. No. But it has like a number and a code.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yeah.
You're a number and a code.
I look like one. I am one. So, you know. No, that's awesome, though. I'm glad you got that immediately.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Yeah, that was why. Yeah, I was like this one will be tricky.
I don't know if it's a beer I've ever tried. I'm sure it tastes like a domestic beer.
Eventually, domestic beers taste
like
water.
It's a lot tinnier. It may be the aluminum
can,
but it's a lot tinnier.
Yeah,
it's
well because it's
tinier.
I know, right?
It's aged in aluminum.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, but even that, sometimes you get that where it's like skunky, not like a Heineken type, that green bottle skunk, but it's in between.
Sometimes you want a little.
It's
bit
a
of that
sad
skunk.
Medium,
sometimes
not a happy. But it's a sad medium.
Yeah. I want my Coronas to have a little skunk to them.
I hate that beer.
I do.
What about a Pacifico?
Never. Any beer you got to put a fruit in, I
got a
six
pack of it at home.
Where the hell do you get that? Is that here?
No, you can actually find it. Yeah.
It's on the West Coast.
So a Mexican lager.
It's here.
Pacifico.
A Mexican lager is a time and place beer. There's a time and a place for it.
Okay.
Put a lime in it. Last
weekend
we
were up
north, sun was shining. I had a craving. I wanted a Corona, but I didn't want a Corona. I wanted something a notch above a Corona, so we went for the Pacifico.
So you got the Modelo.
It tastes
shitty too. I can't.
Tastes the same. It's kind of the
it's
same.
Too
that style,
to me, you know? To me, all right. I'm gonna share a little bit of something for domestic.
Are we sharing?
Okay, yeah.
It's the more you know. Bum bum
da,
bum.
Da, da,
bum.
Da, da, da. So this is just my opinion, but for your domestic beer, If it comes in a clear glass, it's not good. That's how I feel.
It's because you don't like the skunkiness.
Yeah, clear or green.
And that's exactly what
causes
it.
That comes from hops. That's a hop thing.
The light interacts with the hops.
Don't bring science into this shit. I'm just being honest.
That was the whole point of
it. Now your whole argument has merit. You're like, no, the science behind this clear bottle.
Yeah, because they'll be like, that's just your opinion.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, no, it's a hop thing, bitch. And I'll walk away because that's all I know. That's all I know.
Mic drop.
Yeah, exactly.
I often tell people to... Like, if you don't like that skunky note, which it's not, depending upon how intense it is, it's not pleasant. But a little bit sometimes is like, okay. Mm. But sometime this summer, take this two-hearted, pour it into a clear glass, set it outside for 5 minutes in the sun. It'll be completely skunky.
Really?
It's almost any beer with hops in it. If it's you set it outside in a clear glass.
Hitting the interacting with the hop oil.
Doesn't all beer have hops in it?
Yes. Yeah. But some of them,
but there's
so
over
like
500, right?
Well, I don't know about 500, a solid 100 and some for
sure.
All right,
Here's your beer trivia. Mm. What are the ingredients in a standard Budweiser?
Malt, hops, yeast, and water.
You forgot the rice. Yeah,
damn, cool.
It's considered a malt adjunct.
Malt adjunct. It's malt adjacent.
Probably not malted rice, though.
The best barley malt rice. The choicest imported hops. Yeah.
Natural carbonation.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, they didn't make that artificially.
Yeah. Or you got the Strohs, man. You know, sometimes he's happy to see you. Yeah.
Matt's still waiting for more. He's like,
bro.
Yeah. Where'd you get a Strohs? Is that a classic Detroit?
Oh,
yeah.
Strohs?
Oh, yeah.
Raj has a story about Strohs. There's a microphone for you if you want it.
Yeah, right here.
He was about to tell you off the mic.
What do you want me to talk about Strohs?
Brewed Detroit.
Has
brewed. Well, so there's a brewery in Detroit that's.
There was.
They brought it back.
Yeah, they bought the official recipe.
It's brewed right by the old Tiger Stadium.
And now they put them in the Blue
cool.
Clan. It's
they're
the classic using, Strohs. That's when it's
so they're back to using Detroit River water?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what made it taste so good.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what.
That's why you grow a little head on your shoulder, too.
No, Strohs was cool. When I worked at Hooligans right down the road here before they shut down, I was a... bartender there, and he had given me his old. What did you get that when you worked at Max Drew?
Oh yeah,
okay.
Yeah, pouch.
Yeah,
that's where we would sell merchandise at the fairs.
Okay. Yeah, no,
I
and
he gave, take it from
he
him.
Gave me that, and I used to get so many compliments because I walked around in an old Strohs like apron, you know.
Nice.
They were like, "Whoa, what do you know about it?" And I was like, "I don't. I'm fucking 18.
I don't
know
anything.
My father does. Yeah,
I don't know shit about fuck.
Yeah, the basically. Yeah, but no, it was cool. Yeah.
Did I chip it? Ooh, good. Drink from the wrong side.
That's not chipped. It was a bubble. Relax.
Oh.
You're good.
Thought you'd have a little extra iron flavor in the beer.
Well, I love Two Hardy, so I drink it anyway. There were Northern Lights popped out this past weekend. Did you guys catch them here in Michigan?
So we were in Atlanta, Michigan, which is like a
solid
sure.
It's up
2 hours.
Yeah.
It's up.
You go...
By Rose City. Yeah.
The middle of nowhere, then you keep going.
Yeah, you go through Mayo. Yeah.
But
I love camping in Mayo.
How do you know?
Yeah. They were insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were pretty wild up there. We were up in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
No light pollution.
Nice. No light.
Or little light pollution.
Barely, what you guys do? What
barely
guys
electricity.
Up there?
Family cabin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool. I was wondering. I was like, the first time I went camping in Mayo, it was a place called Mayo Pines, right? It's like after the dam of the Asaba River.
Yeah,
So we were camping there, and I saw that sign. It was like Atlanta, 36 miles. And I looked at my buddy. We were young, you know, having fun, you know, blah, blah, blah. Roadies and shit, you know, young kid shit. Good luck, because that'll come. That'll come.
Sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so you can bust them and be like, give me your beer. Yes, free beer. No. When we were going, I was like, holy shit, we went so far north that we ended up in Georgia? Holy fuck. That's crazy.
We came all the way around.
Took a wrong turn somewhere.
Yeah, I was just about to say, fuck, we going
at Albuquerque.
Way?
Atlanta's the elk capital of Michigan.
It is.
It sure is. I've never seen an elk up there.
Yep,
but
yeah,
right.
They have the largest
elk. Well, they got the
great
big one there in the middle of town.
Right. Yeah, in
someone
the glass
shot
cage.
It 50 years ago.
Yeah. Like, we want to be known for something. Fucking put a statue up there. Call it the elk.
No,
what's the town before that's the wild turkey capital of? They're all looking for something.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, they gotta find something.
It's they have the largest elk herd.
Better be in
of
Michigan.
The Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is super cool. Like, so I've been going up there since I was like six. I don't know, forever. And elk are cool. And they are enormous.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, they're gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah, so gorgeous. If you do ever get to see them in Atlanta,
I never saw him there. The only time I've seen an elk was last summer when we were in Colorado at 12,000 feet. With a fucking big ass elk herd running through as we were like passing out driving. It was it was fun.
That's way cooler than any elk herd in Atlanta. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, over there, they're homeland. Yeah,
yeah, they're like they're bastards, man. They walk on the road and then they just stand there and like you can't fucking do anything.
Oh yeah, you're not running our goddamn road. Like, yeah, off the road.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't tell you how many times I've been up in the UP in the moose capital of the world, and I've never seen a fucking moose.
Right? So fuck them, you know? I never even heard of Atlanta until we started dating, and I've been going up there for, what, 12 years now?
Yeah.
Not seen a goddamn elk yet. I don't know what's going on.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
This year's going to be my year!
I've driven around on a four-wheeler. Well,
you're not going to find them that way. Yeah. They hear that and they're out, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
But back to the Northern Lights, we were up in, you know, it was beautiful.
Isn't it kind of crazy? Did you see them down here?
I was in Minnesota, so I saw them over there.
Nice. Oh, okay. So did you pull it up on your phone, though? Because isn't it kind of nuts? That's what
I
was phone fixtures.
I went to bed. I didn't fucking know it was happening.
It pisses me off because we were – well, I'll have that story later. But, yes, it pisses me off. Yes, it does.
Like, it was kind of nuts. Yeah. But it was really cool. Like, have you seen them?
I've seen them before. Not this time. I was asleep. I didn't know it was happening.
It's mesmerizing, like watching flames you know and fire, like the way that they dance.
All that radiation. Like all wonderful solar flare.
It's not super fun when you've got a form of blue-black color blindness.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Matt couldn't see shit.
Look at that.
He was like,
shimmering blue.
I know. And he's like, what? Where?
That's when you go, it's fucking beautiful.
I pull up my phone, and you know the sensors on the phone are picking up. All the things you've seen on social media are not what the human eye has seen.
No. Not a bit.
Like, if I show you the pictures I took on my phone, they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the human eye is over 500 megapixels. Like, you can't fucking, your phone can't compete.
But it did.
No, the phone was showing better and cooler than your eyeballs.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
The sensors are picking up a different spectrum of the color somehow.
What fucking phone do you have?
No, it's any. Like, they were telling you to look through your phone.
Yeah, we're Pixels. We're Google people.
Dude, I'm buying a Doogie phone next. Those things are fucking wild. Sorry, what were you going to say, Roger?
You're hiding your iPhone? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, I knew he was stupid. Fuck it.
Majority here.
Yeah. Success.
Yeah, Rod, we fucked up. No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Is it about that time?
Is it about that time?
Da dang, 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 da dang.
Holy shit.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
So on this podcast, we do Last Call, and Last Call is a funny beer story that you have, a funny beer memory, whether it's blackout, whether it's just something cool that you experienced. So I'm going to start this one out. I have Double Wide. It's something that I witnessed.
Wait, you're going to tell a story about me?
No.
What, you got Double Wide trailer?
We'll get there.
It's
something I witnessed in Minnesota. So we were kind of staying in St. Paul, Minnesota, the other of the Twin Cities.
Sure.
So we headed up north to go visit some friends of the people that we were seeing over there. And they were like, man, we got to take you to the Double Wide. So I was immediately curious because we've been bar hopping all fucking week. And I was already drunk when we got there. So I'm like, fuck yeah, the Double Wide, whatever that is.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, so this is up north, like Hicktown.
She probably knows.
Sure. There was like, you know, a house every country mile type deal. And they're like, we can walk there. And I'm like, motherfucker, how far is that? Well, you hop off the front porch and you walk like 50 yards that way, and there's a Double Wide trailer. And it's a bar. And it's one of two bars in that town, and the other one is right next to it. So you have two bars.
One's it's a Double Wide. They have a government license to
basically
actually be a bar.
yeah. No, we went in there. It was a fucking party. It was amazing. And I didn't know him, but I start chatting with this huge dude, just a shit brick house of a man. And we're having a great conversation. And someone brings me a tall beer. One of the guys brings me a tall beer. And like huge. This wasn't a 22 ouncer.
You're
this
air dicking.
Yeah, I was. This was like 34 ounces. And like he handed it to me, and I'm talking to him. I was like, "You want a sip?" He's like, "No, I can't. I got to drive later." I'm like, "Ah, oh, that's funny. I've heard that before. Whatever." Walk over, and all the group was just like, "You were talking to the fucking bouncer." I'm like, "I thought he was weird." You know, guy, big ass dude with one eye. He was probably like, "Fuck this guy. He's already drunk, and he's trying to walk into the bar." But anyway, that's when the Northern Lights happened.
Oh,
and
okay.
Outside of this bar was like really dark, but inside it was like super bright. It had a bunch of the LED signs and like loud ass music going and everything like that. But no, it was a really cool bar, and then we got to walk out and see the Northern Lights and get in. We were shit hammered by the time we left. I don't remember leaving, but I remember going to a different bar. It was called Leo's. It was right next to it, like I told you guys earlier. And they did the dollar on the ceiling.
All right.
But this way you put like you take your dollar bill, you put a quarter in the center, and a tack, and you twist it, and the tack's like pointing out of it, and you put it through your fingers, and you just kind of whip it up. Like, all right, well, basically it looks like a badminton, like a
birdie.
Yeah, with the needle sticking out of it. That's what you make your dollar bill into.
Okay.
And you flip it up, and it sticks in the ceiling. I did it first try. I don't remember doing it, but I saw it on a video the next day, so it was amazing. I felt like a king because everybody cheered for me, and one dude lifted me up.
Beautiful open ceiling here.
Yeah, right. Well, this would be easy. You could just
yeah.
But this was like a super high ceiling.
I blacked out for a second. Where was this at?
This was in Minnesota.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't remember the town we were in, but from St. Paul, it's about an hour north, about 45 minutes north.
So like
it was the
closer
Atlanta
to closer to Duluth,
basically.
Yeah.
Closer to Duluth.
God, Duluth is way the fuck.
I don't fucking know shit.
We went from the big city, like Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities. We went like an hour north there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, but we had a great time. Just like that. But the double wide trailer, man, that was sweet. That was like your hometown bar feel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Awesome.
Do you have a last call?
What's your last call? What you got?
Nicole and I were trying to think of stories because you know we know there's a lot of them, but most of them are lost to the haze and to the drunkenness. The only thing that came to mind is man, this was probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
No, this is actually probably more than that now.
All right, it's past the statute of limitations. You're good.
Right, exactly. Well, and this involves law enforcement. So, but it was
perfect.
It was actually the good side of law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
I was drinking at a bar in Saginaw called the White Horse.
Yeah. I like the White Horse. Yeah.
I live right down the street with it. It's a dive.
Okay.
And I like dive bars.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite, my bar, like I say growing up, but when I was of age, was a bar in Carrollton called Bruce's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I fucking love. I met the commissioner at Bruce's. He bought the whole place around. Bruce's is the shit. Yeah.
They used to have, and this wasn't that long ago, $2 pitchers of Coors.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
$2, and pool was a quarter.
That's going to come into my last call. Yeah. Man. So yeah,
But anyways, I wasn't at Bruce's. I was at the White Horse, and this was at a time where I was driving dirty. I was young. I had expired license plates. I had probably,
out there like Chingy, just riding, catch me riding dirty.
I was riding dirty. But the craziest thing happened. We were completely shit faced, all of us. And I don't condone this. I go out to my car to leave, and there's an officer blocking me in.
Perfect.
And he literally walked up to me and said, "I'm not gonna let you drive home because your plates are expired."
Oh shit.
And he waited with me until a friend came and picked us up.
He literally did
the thing you would never expect an officer to do.
Yep.
And let me get home safe. Let me park my car there. And I was on my way.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
so
perfect.
Not a crazy drinking story.
No, but that's cool. I've had that a couple times. Yeah.
It was a good drinking story. It's like it's one of those wholesome memories that I hold on to.
Yeah.
That
good.
Was just wild. And then now that my wife's back.
Yeah, welcome back. She ran away for a second. She got tired. She got sick of her shit.
Yeah. she had to leave.
I have a lot. So, yeah, I have a lot. So I grew up in a teeny tiny town, like in the middle of nowhere. So, like, there's nothing else to do.
Like Crump or something? Or
except for drink,
Stanton?
Right? Like, so Stanton.
Oh.
Not Canton, where IKEA
like Crump.
Is.
Yeah. It's kind of by Greenville.
It's Stanton.
Samsonite. So I was way off.
Take 46, like 70 miles west.
Gotcha.
And then, like,
oh, snap.
Yeah,
you're on the other side.
Yeah. West side of the state.
The other
side.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Stanton, yeah.
A lot of people just it's one of those towns you've been through. It's one of those.
You're like, yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah. It's even.
Just gotta slow down for about four blocks and then take off.
Yeah.
They have two stoplights, I think.
Ooh.
That's one more than standard.
That's fancy, right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But are they flashing or are they actually?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
They're just blinking yellow.
Right?
Both ways.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
So I also got pulled over once. Again, do not condone drinking and driving.
Yeah, you spill your beer.
You spill your beer, yeah. It's
right.
Alcohol abuse.
But I was like, it was one of those nights where you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so close to I-69 and I can get all the way to Florida. Like one of those, you're like, I'm just out of here, right? Like
you're 69, no, you can't.
96? 96. I-69.
Well, you still got it. 75? You go there.
75.
96, yeah. All the way to Florida.
No, 75 goes all the way. 75.
96.
But I mean, it'll take you to 75.
Okay, that's okay.
You were right.
That's what she meant.
Clearly, she had a few beers in her hand.
Clearly, yes. Yes.
Miss, I remember everything. Sorry, continue.
She's going to kill you.
I know.
No. No.
You know, all the even-numbered highways go east and west, and all the odd-numbered go north and south.
Yeah.
I taught Spencer that when he started driving.
You did. I forgot it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever knew that. I think I've heard it, but
definitely a road that goes from Ionia all the way to Florida somewhere.
Well, you might have turned once or twice.
Yeah. So anyways, and I remember, so I got pulled over and I knew that they were going to want to make me do all of the testing or whatever. And I was not getting out of this vehicle. Like I was so young and I was so dumb that I was sure that if I just like literally like locked my arms around the steering wheel at some point they would like give up and go away, right?
Oh, no.
That's what you think when you've been doing like tequila shots with your best friend for and 7-8 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So my arms are locked and I've got this guy over here, this police officer who's like beating on my arm with a baton, right? And he's like wants me, and then he makes a joke. No, listen. And I was young and dumb. I already said that part. But so I'm locked and I'm like laughing cuz I don't even feel the baton,
oh,
right?
You love it
like
when you drink
okay. Tequila blocks the pain.
So then he has backup come, right? And this guy is like still trying to get me to come. So now I've got two officers over here. And then I hear the one say he was going to come try from the other side, okay? And I know it's not locked. So here I am. I got the cop coming around the back. And I, super quick, I don't even know how I did this, push the lock button right as he's getting ready to open up my passenger side door. Nice. And everyone's pissed and I'm just laughing. Eventually, they got me out and I had to go to jail. But
I
don't remember those parts. Like, I just remember like being upset because the cop had made some joke about, oh, clearly we've got a country girl on our hands, you know? And I'm like, F you. Like, come around the corner, lock the door. You know how satisfying it is to lock the door right as someone wants to try to open it?
Oh, okay, yeah. Fuck you.
Do that with a pissed off police officer when you're super drunk. Okay?
I don't want to.
No. But that's the wildest.
You just reminded me of another story.
Yeah,
go ahead. Please go ahead.
You can't share that at work.
I won't. I mean,
edit all
everybody,
of that out.
Everybody will listen.
Yeah, they all listen
right,
to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. But it briefly reminded me of the story.
You're just going to get Tom Sensabaugh walking up to you laughing.
No, but do you know what is really crazy, though? Is they counted every instance that they tried to get me out of the
car. As a resisting arrest. Yeah.
I go to court with my, because again, it was a long time ago, and then my license is suspended, blah, blah, blah. And so my mom had to come to court, and she's like, you have 8 counts of resisting arrest.
Is that just one charge here?
I don't know, operating. What's the one that's when you're they didn't catch you driving, you're just like already, okay. So
you're in the vehicle.
So I had one count of that and 8 counts of resisting arrest. And I'm like, it was only one time.
Awesome.
No concept.
That's awesome.
It reminded me of when we actually weren't out drinking. We were at a meeting that happened to be at a bar and I had a beer in Old Town Saginaw. We were meeting with a group, and it was actually the JCs who put on the World Expo beer that you're going to.
Oh, nice.
This weekend.
Hell yeah.
But they meet at a bar, and we had a beer. And as we're leaving, I get pulled over. Like, we're just crossing through town. And the cops, they're probably just watching that you're leaving. You know, there's a whole bunch of bars in that district, and they're just probably watching for people. He said I blew through the light, which I didn't.
That was for real a BS call.
Well, everything about it was BS, but he gave me like, I had to go through like the sobriety test and whatnot. And he ends up saying, I'm going to let you go because your wife looks familiar to me.
And I was brand new to Saginaw. Like, there's no
way. Just being the douchiest of douchebags you can possibly be.
You're like, well, fuck
might have been,
you.
Yeah, might have been the guy that tried to pull her out of the car 8 times.
Maybe. He was like,
to be fair, he could have been there that night, and I had no idea.
It's probably because she's on a list somewhere.
Yeah.
As you ran your licenses, he's like, oh, fuck. I don't want to deal with this. She's going to fight me.
Yeah. 8 resisting arrest
charges.
She's
on the OSHA handle.
Yeah, really.
We don't want to go to 9 or 10.
We're going down with the ship. No. Game taking me alive.
That's awesome. No, that's awesome.
That's
good,
wild.
Good last calls. Brad, you got anything?
Raj,
or you are good today?
What's your last call?
What you got?
Go ahead.
I ain't got nothing.
Come
on.
You have so many
stories.
You have so many fucking stories.
Yeah, but it takes a lot for him to pull them out.
You know? But it, you know, the locking the door thing did remind me, well, it's shit 37 years ago. But yeah, getting to, well, from the wedding to the reception, we had a limousine. Which my best man at the wedding, in my wedding, went out in the limo while all the pictures are going, you know, being taken to watch the Tigers game.
Oh, nice.
Ran the fucking battery dead in the limo, so we had to jump start the limo.
Awesome.
But anyway, we all these bars, we get to the reception, and it was the same type of thing. You know, the guy gets out to come around and open the doors for us. Fuck, click, lock them.
Right. It's so satisfying. Yeah.
He goes all the way. We did it like 6 times.
Oh, no.
And finally, he just sat down and put the window, you know, the dividing window in the limo, puts it down. He goes, if you don't get out of here, he says, you're going back to the fucking, yard with me.
The depot.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, my shift ends in 10 minutes. Yep. You fucking better get the shit out.
So it's like, okay, you know, come open the door. So he gets out, goes over there, click, locked it. So. Yeah, he said a few words and walked back around the car, and before he got in, yeah, we opened the door and got the hell out of there.
It's funny how you think that fast, even when you're... It's funny how not fast you think when you're drinking.
It's probably super
fast.
Yeah, right? You're like, fuck yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. We had a full bar in there, so and there was only 4 of us in there. The rest of them
had to get through cars. Yeah.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
Fuck, right. We ain't getting
can't
out of here,
to
man.
Waste.
All this free booze.
Yeah.
Let's go to reception, shake hands, and...
Yeah.
But then, my best man, my cousin, got the maid of honor drunk in the limo.
Nice.
So during the meal, I get up to go get another beer, and I come back, and she had thrown up all over my fucking seat and her chair and everything.
No.
I'm like, what the hell?
That's terrible.
The next thing you know, she was gone. Her husband grabbed her, and they were on the next plane back to Colorado.
No, man.
That was Pam.
Oh, yeah. Pam and Rob. Yeah,
Pam,
yeah.
Page. Love her.
Yep. Beautiful. Well, I'm going to pull an audible.
Oh, you got an audible. So what do you got for us?
Well, we were all talking about cops. So I think it was May when I was 21. And I got pulled over 5 times in the month of May.
Attaboy. Those are rookie numbers, but attaboy.
Yeah, coming home from the bar. And every time the conversation went like this. You know why I pulled you over? No.
No, officer.
Your license plate lights out. I have one of those? And they're like, you've been drinking tonight? Yes, sir. Where are you going? Home. Where's home? Fucking that way. All right, be safe. Fix that light.
Wow.
That's awesome.
5 times.
Wow.
5 different officers. Literally
let
same conversation.
Did you ever fix the fucking light?
Eventually.
After the fifth time,
I was like, fuck, I got to fix that
after
light.
After May, that's funny. After May.
Fix the light or go to jail.
Yeah. And I think it was just because I was cordial. I was just like, yep.
Yep. You've been drinking, yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I hate when they ask you how many. And then you just say.
Two.
Yeah, two. The first one
first
or the
last one.
First and last one.
How many in the middle?
Yeah.
Well, how many before, you know, how many in the middle? Be like, do you think I was counting? Shit.
Right?
Shit,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Those count?
Yeah. I was just about to say. My receipt wasn't too big. Yeah. Just had a final number on it.
Right. Well, I always say, well, I've had 3 since 7. You don't tell them that the first one was at 7 and the last 2 were in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
Just like, I've had 3 since
7. Yeah. You lose a beer every hour.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Damn. Well, you'd be stone cold sober at that point.
Wow, Matt, Nicole, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Yeah, it has been an absolute blast.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, check us out, bbbbabble.com, the 989.network, where you can find all our fantastic shows there. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Cheers. We'll be right back.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.